Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, July 6, 2022. I'm Rich Strappolino. The National Institute of Standards and Technology, or NIST, selected four quantum-resistant cryptography algorithms as alternatives to existing algorithms used for public key encryption, digital signatures, and key exchange. NIST began vetting quantum-resistant methods in 2016. Three have been nominated for digital signatures, while the Crystal's Kyber algorithm was nominated for general encryption. Cloudflare, Amazon, and IBM already support Kyber on some nascent quantum services. The UK's Competition and Markets Authority launched an antitrust investigation into Microsoft's proposed acquisition of Activision Blizzard. The regulator said it will accept feedback on the acquisition from third parties through July 20th. The investigation will look at if the deal will result in higher prices, lower quality, or reduced choice. Meta open-sourced an AI language model able to translate across 200 different languages. This model is unique in that it can handle many low-resource languages from Africa and India that have fewer than 1 million publicly available translated sentence pairs. Experts say this model's translation would likely be below dedicated models trained on better-supported languages. The electric vehicle maker Rivian said it's on track to achieve its guidance of delivering 25,000 EVs in 2022. In Q2, the company delivered 4,467 vehicles, up from 1,227 vehicles in Q1. This includes a mix of consumer pickups and SUVs, as well as commercial EV vans for Amazon. TechCrunch's sources say the lock screen ad platform Glance began working with U.S. carriers and plans to launch on several smartphone models by August. The service claims to have a presence on roughly 400 million devices across Asian markets. Google will no longer approve Play Store updates for South Korea's popular messaging app KakaoTalk until the app removes a link to external payments on Kakao's website. It's the first time Google has enforced its policy of requiring apps to use the Google Play billing system. A South Korean law requires Google to allow third-party payments in apps, but Google's policy is that those apps must also still offer Google's own payment system. The Korean Communications Commission told TechCrunch last month that it believes prohibiting links is against the new law. Bloomberg sources say the U.S. proposed expanding its existing ban on the sale of advanced chipmaking systems to China, pressuring the Netherlands to ban the company ASML from selling its older deep ultraviolet lithography machines. The Dutch government would need to approve these restrictions, which could cut ASML sales by 5-10%. The U.S. already banned the sale of more advanced extreme ultraviolet tools to China. U.S. officials also reportedly pressured Japan to stop deep ultraviolet shipments as well. UK lawmakers proposed an amendment to its online safety bill that would require tech firms to make best endeavors to deploy and develop systems to identify and remove child sexual abuse material, or CSAM. The bill already has a provision to require tech platforms to deploy accredited technology to this effect, but this new amendment would require developing technology if needed. Amazon announced a partnership with Grubhub-owned Just Eat Takeaway to offer a free Grubhub Plus membership for 1 year to U.S. Prime members. Grubhub Plus ordinarily costs $9.99 a month and offers free delivery. Last year, Amazon offered Grubhub Plus for a year to Amazon Prime student members. Earlier this year, analyst Ming-Chi Kuo reported that Apple's standard iPhone 14 models would continue to use a version of its A15 chip, while Pro models would get a new A16 SoC. This seemed to be Apple responding to the ongoing chip shortage. However, Kuo now believes this appears to be an overall shift in strategy for Apple, with entry-level and mid-range iPhone models no longer released with Apple's latest silicon. According to a new report from Nikkei, Nintendo saw Switch sales decline 33% from April through June on the year to around 840,000 units. Part of this appears to be supply chain related. A Nintendo spokesperson said the shortage of chip materials resulted in a 10% decline in Switch production on the year during that quarter. Microsoft split its beta channel for Windows 11 as part of a transition period. One group of testers will have a majority and include an enablement package of new features on by default. The others will have new features off by default. This may result in some testers losing access to beta features. Testers can choose to install a Windows update to add the enablement package with those new features. Starting in October, Microsoft will no longer provide monthly free Xbox 360 titles as part of its Games with Gold program. Microsoft said it will keep providing Xbox One titles and exclusive savings each month with the program. HTC quietly announced its A101 tablet for markets in Africa and Russia. It runs Android 11, uses a Unisoc SCT618 SoC with a 10.1-inch LCD display, Wi-Fi 5, and an LTE modem on board. No word on pricing or availability. And finally, Apple will open orders for the M2-based MacBook Air on July 8th. Shipping on the laptop starts July 15th. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.